about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Seriously, I'm petrified, but shall we?
So far, you're doing a great job.
Really?
No, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, good.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
See, this is what concerns me, Nick. You're a punctual guy. You know the importance of being here right at 6 a.m., which is what leads me to think that there must be something wrong with the internal clock on our security system.
May have been a minute late.
Well, no, but according to this, you were 2 minutes late. So either you're a liar or this system is off by a full minute. And if that's the case, then I'm going to have to fire Thomas, our longtime security coordinator.
May have been 2 minutes late.
Oh, well, then you were lying.
Austin, you're on the air. Good morning. We're doing open phones.
Am I on the air?
Yep. Thanks.
And now.
Tacos. Tacos. Fish. Tacos. Tacos. Hey, producer Christine.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. By a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 3rd of December.
What's up, you guys?
Hi. What's happening?
How Christmassies are your house right now? Of course, Allie's has been in full holiday effect since October 15th. But how about the rest of y'all?
We've decided not to decorate this year.
What?
At all? No.
Get off my phone.
Right? No, we have decided it's she's working. Daniela's working. I clearly am working. And we just thought, you know, it's the next year. We'll put our energy into next year.
Jews, am I right? Is that part of it?
Also, if I touch a Christmas tree, my body catches fire. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No decorations. Not a wreath on the door. Not a stocking over the fireplace. Not even a tiny little Charlie Brown tree.
Well, we did kind of get a Charlie Brown tree from Target, like a 2-footer, like a really small thing, and then we just haven't put it out. So,
it's a lot of work to take it out of the box.
Yeah.
But does Danielle celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, she's okay. Full on Christmas central.
See, then that makes it horrible.
I would like to say she's not Christmas central.
No.
Yeah, this year she's Bean not. To say, oh, Jews, yeah.
Right. She's not.
She's not.
Danielle Fishel, Goyim. Yeah.
Goyim.
Yeah, and yet still, our house, sterile, looks like a hospital for Christmas.
What's going on?
Well, also a brand new house,
yeah,
people
that's
may
the
not
thing.
Know.
We just moved into a new house. We have a lot of stuff going on, and we just felt like, I don't know. Just didn't seem like
rather
it was...
than putting up
and
Christmas
taking down.
Tree. Yeah, yeah.
Taking down's the real thing.
What if I come over and decorate?
Well, then, I mean, then it's a Christmas holiday. I don't ask Michael Jordan for basketball tips. You don't.
You are right, though. It's the taking down that's the real.
Yeah, there's a house within a couple of miles of mine that I've seen many different times where they have. It's almost like Christmas vacation.
Just, oh, yeah.
They've collected Christmas stuff for 50 years. They put it all out. And on the 26th of December, I always look and go, oh, man.
Yeah.
Must be miserable.
It's a rough 28th. But I do, we are watching our new neighbors because we figured if, God forbid, everyone has Christmas lights up and we are the Grinch on the street.
Oh, I see. Oh,
yeah. I don't want them burning crosses on my lawn. So I would pay like one of those services to come and like set it up for me.
Yeah.
That's
nothing says Christmas more than those.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in the spirit of Christmas. Come on over here. Let me pay you to put up lights.
I have people that are doing the outside of my house because in no way does Donna want me up on a ladder to the rooftop.
Well, I think that's a good decision.
So we actually have people doing that, I think, starting today. So that's very exciting for me. How about you, Kevin? How Christmassy are you?
Not very, but just because of the charity stuff that we've been doing, there's just boxes everywhere. We haven't really started yet. We have to we have to be able to see the floor and walls at some point, and then when that happens, then we'll start decorating. Mm.
So soon.
If I were you, I would just give up on the charities and just take care of yourselves.
Well, we have a lot of show today, but I wanted to start with a piece of tape. I don't know if you guys heard this. I think it was right after we got off the air, maybe, or just near the end of our show on Friday, is when they had that earthquake in Alaska. And it was a 7.0, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it? 7.0?
Yeah.
A lot of damage, mostly to the highways up there. Some crazy, crazy footage of highways that are just, you know, they just broke apart like toys. No one killed, no one seriously injured in that earthquake.
Yeah, it's insane.
It really is. But I thought this was really interesting because this was KFQD, a radio station in Anchorage. The guy was on the air, open mic, when the earthquake hit. And I always love hearing tape like this.
2006, when Representative Bryce Edgman was elected. It is 8:29 at FM News 103.7 KFQD, and a sizable earthquake is going on right now and shaking the heck out of the KFQD studios and knocking us off.
I mean, the timing couldn't have been any better for that, could it?
Yeah.
So I think they probably, like we do, probably have a generator situation where it takes about 30 seconds or so for the power to come back on. I think that's what happens is you lose power. So the power is going to come back on, and then you'll hear him kind of rejoin, get his wits about him.
Holy cow. Folks, I hope you're still with us. We'll get information on that just as soon as we possibly can.
He sounded like he kept it pretty cool, right?
Yeah. I wonder what he was screaming, though, when he knew they were off the air for those 20 seconds or so.
Maybe he just put on some sound effects so they could scream like a crazy person.
And then I started thinking about the earthquake we had a couple of years ago. Kevin, you'll remember this with Stryker on the air. And the genius of lightning bursting in on the studio, which you'll hear. Judson, you haven't heard this.
No, I think
you'll enjoy this.
So Rage Against the Machine is doing Lollapalooza. Radiohead's going to be at... Whoa! Did you guys just feel that earthquake? Holy mackerel. Oh, my God. Whoa! Oh, my God, there's an earthquake! I'm not supposed to panic like that, though. Hold on.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
Stryker just doesn't know what to say, does he?
No.
Is it still shaking? Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you feel that?
Yes, right away.
Love, did you feel that? Again, it was like a 6.8 or something. The whole building was shaking. Lightning had to come in and be a part of it. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, my. It threw me out of my seat.
I know.
I was talking about, thank God there was an earthquake because I forgot what I was talking about. I like lost my train of thought, and then there was an earthquake, and it gave me an excuse so I didn't really screw up. That was strong. The speakers up here, I thought were going to fly and smash me in the head.
Yeah, it was nuts. I thought somebody was walking on a roof just a second ago. Wow, all right. Well, we're still in the air.
Okay. How would Kevin and Bean do in the event of an earthquake, do you think?
I mean, I think pretty poorly.
I think Bean would be fine.
That's a good point.
I didn't remember this at all, Kevin. Do you remember us being on the... Actually, it sounds like I'm not on the tape, so I really wasn't working that day. Must have been during a vacation week. But you're on the phone. You and Lisa May are on the phone talking to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com when an earthquake hits. Do you remember that at all?
I don't at all, no.
Neither did I until I found this morning.
And, you know, and in some ways that's a little bit of an excuse for them. But you look at people like Lindsay Lohan and Chris Brown.
Whoa. We're having a pretty big earthquake
wow.
right now.
Do you just feel that?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
We're still feeling it.
And we're on the air, so we appreciate the use of that word.
hey, guys, can we get off the phone?
Yes, we can. Yeah. Bye. Okay. Because you keep using that word.
I noticed he did that.
Yep, twice. That was a pretty big earthquake.
Wow.
That was pretty big. We will take a break and come right back.
I loved it that Harvey just keeps saying, holy
he
yes.
Did.
Holy yes.
That was funny.
So let's not have that happen anymore, guys. I don't think.
Well, I mean, is that? Do we get to vote?
You didn't jinx it or anything.
No, certainly not.
The big earthquake.
Right. Thank you, Ryan. Okay. Dave is the one, Jensen. You'll appreciate this. This is the moron Dave is. Dave roots for earthquakes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He wants there to be earthquakes. He loves them.
He's a Twitter egg in real life.
Yeah, true. That's true. I think that he doesn't want people to get hurt, it's just such a weird phenomenon that he says he loves it.
But he sees it as like a holiday.
I guess. I don't know.
Creep.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'll be in my Santa hat, and that's all I'll be wearing.
All right. we have a Kevin and Bean gift guide.
Oh,
can I give you some ideas?
First annual
looking
ever.
For some? First annual?
Just the season.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, maybe last annual. We don't know. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. It's Monday, so we do great news. We have Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL Week 13.
What a crazy weekend it was,
yes,
too.
It was.
Lots of upsets. Lots of last-second game winners.
Very exciting. Those Packers are a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, when you lose to the Cardinals, Your coach gets fired. That's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like those of us in this building right now could probably beat the Cardinals.
plus, we got the K-Rock Absolute Best Seats, which is floor tickets to both nights.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Floor tickets to both nights and... What?
Nothing. Awesome.
Okay. And we're going to be sending mugs out in the janky van, and he's got some as well. We will take a break. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Beer Mug, you guys, every day this week is going to be out on the streets giving away lots of K-Rock prizes, including K-Rock Absolute Almost Christmas tickets.
Correct.
We're asking for what? We're asking for new unwrapped toys? Is that the plan?
Yes, we're doing two different things. He's going to be giving out tickets, but also we are collecting toys for A Spark of Love,
fantastic.
Which is the firefighters.
That's fantastic. All right, so I guess...
Charity. It's the firefighters' charity.
I'm like, come on.
I felt like I needed another word there.
He should be setting up, and he should be there in just a few minutes. And throughout almost all of today's Kevin and Bean Show, you can stop by with a toy to join Beer Mug at the Del Taco in Irvine. That's at 3050 Main Street in Irvine. And we have all the information on the Kevin and Bean social media as well. If you are anywhere in the neighborhood and you want to stop by, do something nice for the firefighters' charity, and also maybe win some great K-Rock prizes, you can do that and say hi to Mugs for us.
I would like to just mention that he's not going to be there in a couple minutes. Because he was in the hallway when I walked in, Bean.
I heard he's opening up for business at 6:30.
Okay, well, let's hope that happens.
Okay,
for
all
the
right.
Record, how many tacos over under?
I think there's a reason he's doing this at Del Taco.
Yeah. That's a good question. I would say eight.
I'd say in six, so I'm under eight.
Mm, I'm over.
Over?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Over eight.
I say all.
All.
Okay.
However, as fast as they can make them, he'll shovel them in. All right. It is a Monday morning. Allie is here with our first look at what's happening on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Anyone watch any movies this weekend?
I did.
What did you see?
Creed.
Oh.
You did too, Chip?
So good.
So good.
Four enthusiastic thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that was enthusiastic.
Yeah.
As hell.
I mean, it was. I didn't love it. It was just a
7.5.
That's strong.
What do you think, Chip?
Oh, that was more like an eight.
Eight? Yeah. Oh, 8.5? Okay.
Oh.
So in that range.
All right. Well, and two of Chip's thumbs almost make a real thumb.
That's true.
So, okay. All right.
I like it.
What about you?
I watched on Netflix the Buster Scruggs, the Coen Brothers new
yes.
movie.
Yes. What'd you think?
Two thumbs up.
Oh, excellent.
A lot of people are going to be like, oh, it's boring. But I love Westerns and I love mm-hmm. Coen Brothers and... I like boring sometimes.
We all enjoy a good boring.
Yeah.
Bean, anything in your life?
I don't know that I watched anything memorable. I tried out several Netflix shows that I've been hearing about and liked none of them.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
So I was disappointed with that. And I don't think I saw any cool movies like y'all.
That's some bad right. planning on your part.
What a bummer to try out a bunch of shows and not right? like one.
Yeah.
I also watched Darren Brown's new special on Netflix, Sacrifice, uh-huh. which was very cool.
Where that's he kills someone.
Well, sorry, I mean, that's always the thing. He convinces.
Oh, I'm totally kidding.
I know, but that's always the thing, kind of. He convinces someone to take a bullet for someone. That's all you need to know.
Oh, my gosh.
He already tries to, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
What's the name of it?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
That guy.
Yeah.
Freaks me out a little bit.
A lot of hypnotism, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Wreck-It Ralph's sequel, Ralph Breaks the Internet, is wreaking some havoc at the box office in the best possible way, raked in another $25.8 million in its second weekend. That's a 12-day total of about $119 million, and
wow.
then just cleared $207 million worldwide. Not bad,
wow.
right?
Yeah.
No.
But still, they're saying it was a steep 54% drop-off, though, from the first week, which just tells you what it made in the first week.
Yeah.
But I love how they're always like, oof, huge drop-off. Yeah, it made $1 billion its first weekend. I'm not great at math. Might want to source me on that one. Universal's The Grinch came in second with $17.7 million in sales. That has now surpassed $200 million domestically. Creed 2 came in at $16.8 million at number 3. And then number 4, Fantastic Beasts. That would
it's
be
headphones.
A good one.
Uh-huh.
Crimes of Grindelwald. And then rounding out the top 5, Bohemian Rhapsody. Holding strong with another $8.1 million. So this whole Thank You Next video from Ariana Grande.
Did it right for itself?
It's smashing some YouTube records. It dropped at midnight on Friday after some weeks of buildup, just giving out little teasers which movie she was going to cover in the video. And in just under 22 hours, It had 46 million views.
Thank you, next.
That's a lot of views,
that's
you guys.
So many views.
The previous record holder was K-pop group BTS. And Grande fan sent over 516,000 chat messages during the video debut, which was also a record.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep.
I'm sorry about that. Listen, it had Kris Jenner in it, so that's enough.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to know. She also debuted her show on Thursday. It's on her YouTube channel, Ariana Grande Dangerous Woman Diaries, where people had noticed some cover-ups of tattoos. So she covered up her Pete tattoo on her left ring finger with a black heart and inked another one that said Reborn. But the one that has a lot of people talking today is a tribute to ex-boyfriend Mac Miller's dog. So she originally...
I thought that sentence was going to end earlier.
Me too.
No.
One word earlier.
Nope. So she had a tattoo, 8418, and that was Pete Davidson, her ex-boyfriend, his dad's FDNY badge number. She had that tattooed. She covered that with... the name of Mac Miller's dog, Myron.
That's so crazy.
That's a lot right
there. That's being like, this dog means more than your dad.
Than
and
your
technically
father.
More than Mac Miller, I think.
Yes, that your father who died on 9/11, here's his FDNY badge number. Let me cover it with a dog's name.
So dark.
That's a lot, you guys.
And that's coming from Jensen, who knows something about bad tattoos.
I do, I know. I do. We'll talk about that later.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, that's that was a lot to read about right there.
Yeah.
Remember when we found out Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra were dating and we were all like, whoa, all right.
Right.
Sure, Nick Jonas.
No
like
way.
You could ever.
Yeah, you're dating her like Kevin's dating her in your mind.
Exactly. Well, they got married over the weekend.
Twice.
Or did they, right? And by twice,
you
whatever.
Said twice?
Twice, yes. So they did the Western ceremony. By the way, this all happened in India, and it was this week-long full event. It was amazing. If you saw any pictures, good Lord,
Indian weddings are crazy.
They know how to do it up in India. So they did the Western ceremony on Saturday, and then yesterday, the couple continued their epic weekend with a second Hindu wedding ceremony to honor Chopra's own family background. Wow.
I'm rooting for those two in a weird way.
Too.
I don't know why. 10 years difference. Kind of think they're cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood Minute.
Thanks, Jensen.
Is her her TV show still on, Kevin? I know you're a big fan of that.
Quantico?
Yeah.
I don't know, B.
Okay. I don't think so.
I think it's been canceled.
Way to go, man.
I like that show, though.
Way to bring
she's
up.
She's married a loser. Jeez.
Right. A real bummer on their
can't keep a job.
Second wedding weekend. If you see the pictures, though, that they posted yesterday.
You're cute as hell.
Beautiful. And the colors. And it looks like somebody took a bunch of colors, threw it all at them in the most perfect way. And it's just, I could have phrased that better.
Sure.
They look beautiful. Congratulations.
And she was a Miss World, do I remember correctly?
Yeah. Miss World.
Which means you're somewhat attractive, I understand, if you're a Miss World.
Sure.
Good stuff. I mean, you're no Miss Universe, but you're Miss World. Which would be bigger than the universe, Kevin, do you think? Would there be...
Why are you asking me this?
Just because you're a science guy.
I'm not really a science guy.
No? Okay.
Miss Infinity? Miss... I don't know. I think you got it. You got it. It's over.
Universe, that's it?
Yeah, you can't move up.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It could be infinity, though, right?
Yeah, Miss Infinity.
Miss Infinity. Infinity plus one. Sick burn.
Are you having a stroke?
Yep. Some birthdays for you. Ozzy Osbourne, you guys. Who
Ozzy.
Thought he'd keep going? He is.
Oh, boy.
What is happening with you?
Cronkite over there.
Wow.
Filling us in on the news. Are we having an earthquake?
I wish. Brain. Julianne Moore. Did I say Tiffany Haddish?
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:36.
This thing is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Jensen, are you familiar with this magic?
No, I thought this was the new Miley Cyrus, but it's not.
God, I love Wing.
She's pretty great.
Santa Claus course, he visit.
Although you can't understand what she's saying at all.
December 24th.
December 24th, Christmas Eve, okay.
Wow, he's coming right now in an helicopter.
All right.
Not a traditional sleigh car.
No.
He lands in the front yard.
Can you pause it?
Of sure. A nursery.
Okay.
Is
he lands
there
in the something of the nursery, I think.
Is there some reason that she feels that she needs to update the story so that it makes sense for everyone? You get that idea? Like
fill us in?
Like, of course it doesn't happen that way, but this is how it could happen.
Mm.
I feel like that's what she's
you
thinking.
Don't find it helpful?
No. Like, why is there an alternate universe for the Santa legend? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Like, why? What's wrong with the sleigh that
right.
he's been using for
she
a millennia?
She just wants everybody to know that it can actually happen. And that's insane.
In a helicopter.
Right.
Oh, the baby's time for moms. He fits them well if they are hungry.
Okay, now that we've stopped on that in the past.
How are you understanding anything she's saying?
The babies
well, we've heard
are
it, crying. We've heard for, it 30 times.
Yeah.
Yes, the babies are crying for mom, and then I don't think there's any fisting going on. I think
no,
this is something.
It what did sounds, she say? What, I think it's feeding. I think it's her way of saying feeding. But it.
Oh, the baby's crying for moms. He feeds them well if they are hungry.
He feeds,
well, he
the
feeds
bill
them
if
all. He feeds them all if they are hungry?
Maybe.
Or fits the bill if they are. That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
But that's what it sounds
but
like.
But I like it. That's the problem we have with it. It's not fits the bill for sure.
Then he returns to the helicopter and makes a big landing in the city.
Okay.
Dance! Santa dance!
Oh, Santa dance!
Oh,
dance.
I thought
Santa
you were saying
dance.
Burn, Santa burns. I was like, this,
no.
is, cool. This is dark.
Santa Claus dance!
Like, doesn't Santa do enough for us without being screamed at by some Vietnamese lady to dance? Shake it up, fat man.
Follow Santa. He's playing a flute.
What?
Follow Santa. It's the secret flute.
No way.
Okay, follow Santa with the secret foot.
Secret flute.
Oh, sure.
I just wanted to hear a little more Santa in the helicopter. That's the part I'm waiting for to get out.
To the church to place the law. Oh, the children follow Santa down the road.
What?
They're following
Sons
Santa down the road.
Daughters, but if you are sick, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
There it is.
On the helicopter.
Okay, there's the great wing here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I came up. I had a what?
I had a.
Sorry, I heard a noise. I had a thing happen over the weekend, you guys, that I wanted to get your opinion on. Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Okay. I walked out. I walked outside of my house on. I guess it was yesterday morning, and somebody had put a flyer under the windshield of my car,
mm-hmm.
and it had since rained. And the flyer that was under the windshield of my car was now glued to the windshield of my car. It was matted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In other words, I went to pick it up and throw it away, put it in my recycle, and it just peeled back. And it was just nothing but just a sticky mess on my windshield.
Okay. Wow. Would you not use those words again?
And I guess my question for you is, as it crossed my mind,
can you sue this person?
Right.
I'm going to call. It was a restaurant, a nearby restaurant that was advertising some sort of special. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call this restaurant.
Oh, no.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm going to ask them to come over and scrape my windshield. Yes. Yes,
no,
I am. Because it's not only just litter. It's not only just spam. It literally was pasted onto my windshield.
We understand that. But you go, hey, that's annoying. You take it off and you move on with your day like nothing happened.
Isn't it more than annoying, though?
No, it isn't.
Did it leave a color on your window, like a full or no? It just
no, not a color. It's just if you tried to peel it off, it was just the bottom half of the paper. The white on the bottom of the page, I guess, was just stuck onto my window. Like you would need a razor blade in order to be able to get it off the
windshield. That's kind of serious.
You couldn't just peel it off with your fingernails or something.
But
okay?
you thought, I'm going to call the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and whose parking lot it was, not necessarily the ones who put it on there, or were they? Did it say the restaurant's
name? No. This was in front of my house.
In front of your house?
Yeah this wasn't a parking lot. This
I
was
see.
In front of my house.
So you're going to call them and have them come over and take a blade and take it off for you.
Who's responsible for messing up my windshield? Is it me?
God.
Or is it the restaurant?
God, because if it didn't rain, guess what?
Right.
You'd have a tasty restaurant to go to because you could read it.
Is it me or is it the restaurant's fault that now I have this thing stuck on my windshield?
Well, it's definitely not you.
It's the restaurant's fault.
Okay, so why shouldn't they be held responsible for
because it? Because that's absurd.
Why?
Because it...
They're responsible for it.
How can I explain why to you?
No, because I'm asking a serious question. Why is it absurd? They're responsible for messing up my stuff.
Right.
So why shouldn't they have to fix it?
He's not wrong.
Technically, he's not wrong.
Right.
But no one would ever.
Well,
because it's ridiculous.
Well, let me take it a step further. If they did something that damaged his car for real,
right,
that actually dented it or did it, we would definitely say that it's the restaurant's
responsibility.
Yeah, of course. So he's saying it was so difficult for him to get off, it would have hurt his fingernails. Case closed. He had to go to them. Right?
So
and
I called the restaurant.
How hard would it have been? You called the restaurant.
I called the restaurant.
He's right.
And they answered, and I said, they said, blah, 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 can I help you? And I said, I'm actually not calling for food. I said, I live in the neighborhood right around from you, and somebody spammed my windshield, basically. And it rained, and your paperwork is now completely glued to my windshield, and I would like somebody to come over and clean it up. What do you think the guy on the other end of the phone said?
It's me again.
The guy on the other end of the phone said, where do you live? And I told him, and he said, I'll get somebody over there as soon as I can, sir.
What?
I'm really, really sorry about that.
Wow. That's a great restaurant.
What?
Because I would have hung up on your ass.
Exactly.
It is a great restaurant because when I saw the flyer, I thought, I'm never going to eat at this restaurant because of what they've done, because of the damage done here. And then
I think you're exaggerating the damage done.
I'm not.
I think you're exaggerating how it was cemented to your windshield.
Yeah,
it was.
It was
a little wet, and you had to peel it off in different little increments.
No, really not
that
hard.
That's it.
No.
Pretty tiny thing.
Much worse than that.
Okay.
So anyway, so I went from, I'll never eat at that restaurant again. I hope they get struck by lightning, to... Wow, they're super cool. I should go by and check out the specials. And here's the end of the story. Less than 5 minutes later, there was a guy out in front of my house with a little squeegee thing scraping my windshield clean.
I'm sorry, squeegee thing? I thought it was stuck hard to your windshield.
Only a razor would get it.
Only a razor would do it.
He brought a chainsaw over and went just got it off my window.
I couldn't see. I didn't go out and talk to the dude, so I couldn't see.
Yeah, he just reached
the sharp.
He just
what the sharp edge was.
No.
It wasn't like that. I'm telling you, it was as if somebody had glued paper.
We've all had those paper flyers on our windshield.
That gets soaked in the rain and glued onto your windshield?
I mean, stop saying glued.
It was. Okay. I'm telling you, it was.
Okay.
Less than 5 minutes later, the guy came up and my windshield looks good as new.
That's impressive.
So when are you ordering? When are you going to order some from this restaurant?
Very impressive. And by the way, when I called the guy on the phone, he said, not only am I sorry about that, not only will I make sure somebody comes by and takes care of you, you and your family can come in any day this week and we'll take care of you. Just let me know who you are.
No, sir.
Yes.
What's happening?
Southern hospitality, I guess. So who's the winner now, you guys?
I guess it would be you.
The service at KFC really stepped up recently.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
We're going to check in with Beer Mug in just a few minutes. He supposedly is going to be at the Del Taco location in Irvine at 3050 Main Street, Irvine. He is going to be giving away lots of K-Rock prizes. He's down there in the janky Kevin and Bean van, and he's going to be accepting a drop-off for the Spark of Love, which is the firefighters' charity to get toys for kids. And we're inviting you to stop on by and see Mugs, drop off a new unwrapped toy, and maybe get a K-Rock goodie as well. So it's a win-win situation. We'll check in with Mugs in just a few minutes down there at the Taco Bell. All right, Monday morning, Allie is here with another look at what's happening.
What's happening is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It's in theaters December 14th, but how would you like to go see it? At the K-Rock Advanced Screening of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse at Pacific... Yes.
Nothing but rave reviews for this.
Everyone is loving this.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be at Pacific's The Grove on December 11th. So if you are callers 10 through 14 right now, 5 winners are going to get a pair of passes to see that early screening of it. Dave saw it yesterday, said it was phenomenal.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm dying to see it.
Yeah, same. Looks real good. Looks real good. I think we're supposed to talk to that young man this week.
Jake Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I like it. I like it a lot. Listen, I don't like to see Hootie as a U.S. trend, because I get worried, like, oh, no, what did Kevin do to Hootie and the Blowfish again?
How dare you?
Yeah, it turns out they made a huge announcement on the Today Show that they're all getting back together for a new album and a tour across the U.S. next year. Don't worry, I've already looked it up for you guys. June 23rd at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine.
Weenie Roast.
And June 25th at the Hollywood Bowl, but not just Hootie and the Blowfish. You're going to also get Canadian rock band Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Look at that bill.
Finally.
Do you think you're going to go and try and
I don't think we need to bring that up.
What's going to happen with you? That's allowed to go to a Hootie show, Kevin? How does it work?
Hootie and the Blowfish were playing the Grammys, right? Uh-huh. Grammys. And not a big fan.
Okay.
So I took a laser pointer.
What? Oh, wait.
And I went to the dressed up. I went to the Grammys. So while they were performing, you could see the laser pointer all over him and his guitar and anyone else that was up there. And I found that funny, right?
Well, you a maniac?
In this particular case, yeah. So then, just in case anyone saw me, I got up and I changed locations and walked up one of the aisles.
Not suspicious at all with a laser someone.
But I mean, I didn't have a dent on anyone. It was in my pocket. So I walk up there and I hear somebody yell, "That's him!" So I get surrounded by security guards at the Grammys right up front in one of the aisles. They take me out back. They ask me for all my information. I make up everything. And and they say, "What's this?" And I say, "It's a pen." And it's not even a pen laser pointer. It's just a laser pointer.
Right.
So they kick me out. They tell me never to come back.
But you were back because when I wrote on the Grammys, you were there.
Yes. I ended up getting back there.
You're reinstated.
Yeah. But after that, I told the story on the following Monday.
Yeah.
And then Hootie and the Blowfish's management realized that that was me that had done it. And after that show, I had to go into the boss's office and I had to call Hootie.
No. Yes. Hootie personally.
Yes. It's me and the record company guy and Hootie and my boss. And I had to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Darius Rucker.
To Hootie. So that's my history with that band.
Well, you weren't expecting that they were going to come at you with, "We thought it was an assassination attempt, and it was a laser."
That is what they said.
Yeah. It was a laser on a rifle.
Yeah, no.
But this was a long time ago, too. It wasn't like as security crazy as we are now. It wasn't anything like that. But
this was a younger Kevin.
That is what they said. They did say that they thought that
he was going to get murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Which is ridiculous, right? Wow. We can all agree on that.
Wow.
Look, it's not. I've done things that I'm not proud of.
Yeah, carefree Kevin Ryder, man. Different guy.
But thank God Darius Rucker's okay, because now there's a Hootie and the Blowfish reunion tour
right?
we can all enjoy.
With thank you, Bean. Lady.
See, that's Bean's talent, is he can turn anything positive, and I like that.
Allie, you're not really going to see that.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say.
I just did the story to hear Kevin's Grammy story.
Yeah, that's great.
How many pairs of New Balance will be at that show?
All. So just dad khakis. Jeans and dad shoes.
Boy,
yes.
Oh boy.
Whew, good Lord. Oh, sadly, I don't have time to do the wonderful Kid Rock calling Joy Behar a bitch story. That'll come up later. It's kind of the whole story, but just a little. There's a little bit more. There's a little bit more is what I'm trying to tell you. Some birthdays for you. Daryl Hannah, Amanda Seyfried, Ozzy Osbourne, Julianne Moore, Tiffany Haddish, and that.
You want the absolute best seats in the house and VIP passes for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas 2018? Sure you do. We got them for you coming up here on the program. Smashing Pumpkins, 30 Seconds to Mars, Third Eye Blind, Florence and the Machine, Death Cab for Cutie, Bastille, and so much more. You'll be seeing them all this coming weekend on K-Rock. Stand by. We'll tell you when to call.
What? Oh, you were... Okay. It's time for...
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
My My great news today is a recap of this weekend, because it was an amazing weekend. We had three events for Friends and Helpers, and this is to help abused women and children. And the people that showed up and gave money, gave their time. One guy showed up so early in Irvine that my daughter, who was down there, thought that he was part of the crew, part of our crew of workers.
She put him to work?
Yeah, he worked with the boxes from before we started setting it up until we left.
Oh, wow.
The whole time.
Amazing.
Kids would show up. One kid showed up and had saved up his allowance for a video game, gave us that money because he said, this is for people who need it.
Wow.
There were a beat it kid.
There are a bunch of parents who brought their kids. And this is an unexpected one for me because we didn't see this happening when we started the charity. But he would say, this is how we teach our kids to give. We adopt a family from your charity, and then we go out and we go shopping and we teach them that it's a good thing to give.
That's nice.
One guy dropped off a check for $5,000.
Oh, wow.
That makes a difference.
And didn't even stop. He just called somebody over to his window, handed it. We said, we have raffle tickets or anything? He's like, nope, have a good one, and just drove off.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, it was story after story after story like that. A bunch of people show up and donate their time. A bunch of people give money. And I just want to say thank you to every single one of them, because none of those people do it to get thanked or for the, no one knows who they are.
Right.
It's not like they get some type of notoriety out of it. They just stop by and do it because it's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people this weekend.
I saw your pictures on social media. It looked like there was always a big line, an assembly line, working, putting things together.
It's always super humbling to see all of the people who show up just because it's the right thing to do and not because they're going to get thanked. I don't know most of their names. They wouldn't. They didn't need to tell us.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm trying desperately to start this hashtag, which is people are good. It's a difficult one now because, you know, people in the news are horrible people, and they dominate the news cycle 24/7 until the next horrible person.
Right.
There are thousands of people out there every day doing good things that we don't know about.
That's partly why we do the great news.
Yes.
Segment, is to say, hey, not everybody's a garbage person.
And I want to say, and I want to say thank you to every single person that helped us this weekend, because
I kept
it was
looking
amazing
for your pictures on Instagram, Kevin. I couldn't figure out what was going on, but I would have thought you would have shared some of that with the
sure
the
had
audience.
A lot of pictures. Sure couldn't put them up on Instagram still. But thank you very much to everybody that came out, and people are good.
And you're still looking. You're still looking for help, right? People can still go to the website.
We, I mean, we do it year round with the shelters. We still have some families to adopt out and all that kind of stuff. But our main drop offs were this past weekend. But yes, you can still go to friendsandhelpers.org if you'd like to help in any way. And for the people who put $5 on their credit card, God bless you.
Yeah, everything makes a difference for sure.
People,
that is great news.
So that's my story. That's my great news.
All right. We all know families that have been just displaced by the fires, people that lost everything, people that had to go to different homes, that type of thing. But it seems like the small town up north of Paradise, California, just took the brunt of
That's the one that was devastated.
That whole town.
That town is off the map.
Completely, yeah, wiped out by the wildfires. And that's why this story, I'm sure a lot of you saw it, but I just want to bring it up. It is, it's so beautiful. There was a local high school up there. Their volleyball team, they were determined to play their semifinal championship last Saturday, despite having no uniforms, no equipment, no nothing. They evacuated so quickly with the clothes on their back. But the opposing team from Forest Lake Christian High School in Auburn was waiting with a pretty big surprise. Within 24 hours, they had collected donations of $16,000. And when the girls from Paradise Adventist Academy showed up, they were greeted with new uniforms, knee pads, socks, and each one got a $300 gift card.
Wow. By the opposition.
By the team they were playing the semifinal championship match with that day. They also got truckloads of supplies, clothing for their families. Just unbelievable, you guys. After the game, they were all invited to a banquet prepared by all of the Forest Lake families with a bunch of food. They packed the whole the whole gymnasium. People that had never been to see a volleyball game before, they're like, let's go support these young girls from this opposing school in Paradise. So
that's amazing.
Just a beautiful thing for an adjacent community to have done for these young girls.
And then they wipe the floor with them, though, right?
Listen.
Does it say who won?
It's not the point of the story at just, all.
Okay, all right.
You guys
are
see
the people
hell.
Who got all the free stuff, the Paradise kids, just in your face.
What's wrong with you two? And that's my great news.
That is great news. Have you seen the viral photograph of the police officer in Utah bottle feeding a baby? He's
yes.
standing there in the police station in his uniform with a little baby in his arms.
Yes.
The story behind that photo is really something else. He's a Utah police officer. His name is Officer Robert Lofgren. He was on the job when a woman came in to file a domestic violence report. She showed up at the West Jordan Police Department with her three small children in tow, all under the age of five. Obviously, it was important that she show up to file this report, but she also had to look after her kids. So what was she going to do, right? So she brought him with her to the police station. He took over and watched the kids for almost 3 hours while the woman talked to a victim advocate, filled out paperwork. I don't know why it takes so long. Do you, Kevin?
No, I don't.
I guess there's a lot of background, a lot of information they need or something when you're first visiting there. But the photo of him holding that little baby, just doing it, you know, doing above and beyond his job, is just amazing. Department shared photos of Officer Lofgren stepping out to babysit on their Facebook page. The photos struck a chord, have drawn thousands of comments praising the caring officer. Sergeant Alex Irelli said that Lofgren is not alone in his willingness to step in when needed. I wouldn't say it's every single day, but it's often where officers do step in to try and help out with providing any type of resource so the parents or the victims can get assistance. I mean, that could have been a very different situation if she showed up and wasn't able to follow through with the report because she had all these kids. But they took care of her, which I just think is wonderful.
That is.
You know, Kevin talked about at the top of this how the bad news tends to make news.
And it's it's very few people that dominate all the bad news.
Mm-hmm. And that is especially true when it comes to police officers. You so rarely see police officers on the news unless they behave badly on a dash cam camera or something like that, or ended up shooting somebody. But there are far more great police officers who do little quiet acts of courage like this one and helping people, you know, that don't get the attention. So I'm so happy that this photograph got taken and went viral. Great story. And we wish the best for the lady and her family, of course. And that's mine. We often get asked, Kevin, I mean, you guys have been on the radio for a long time. What's the secret, how do you do it? And I'm telling you, it's the dedication from our employees. As an example, when we say to Beer Mug Mugs, we really need you at the Del Taco in Irvine at 6:30 Monday morning because we got a toy drive going on with Spark of Love because we want to give away some acoustic Christmas tickets. 6:30 Monday morning.
Absolutely.
Roger that,
absolutely.
Roger, I'll be there, guys.
I'm there.
7:21. Let's go to Mugs, who just arrived in the Kevin and Bean Janky van down in Irvine at the Del Taco. Hey, Mugs.
Hey, if it involves Del Taco and helping out kids that are in need, I'm down, baby.
Did you not hear the last full minute?
Yeah, you're down on your schedule, Mugs.
We're okay.
Okay.
All right.
What are you doing? What do you have going on?
We are hanging out at the Del Taco in Irvine at 3050 Main Street, and we are giving away tickets to night one and night two of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. And if you are feeling kind and in the mood of giving this holiday season, you can bring an unwrapped toy down that we will be donating to the Spark of Love toy drive that Southern California firefighters do every year.
Okay, forget if you're feeling kind. We insist on it, by the way.
Yeah.
This Spark of Love is a real deal, and the firefighters, as you know, have had a hell of a year, and they know of thousands and thousands of people who aren't going to have much of a Christmas this year, so it's kind of up to us, the rest of us in Southern California, to get some toys, something to have under the tree for some of those families that lost everything.
If you have a new toy, you happen to have a new toy in your car right now.
I don't know, if you got a couple bucks sitting around, whatever.
So we're saying, yeah, you're welcome to go by and just say hi to Mugs and get your picture taken with the janky van. But do the right thing and bring a toy because this is the most important toy drive ever because of the year that these folks have had in Southern California. And how is it going to work with the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets? Everybody who comes down, you're going to put in a drawing and then at some point you'll start giving away tickets?
Yeah, so everybody who comes down, we're going to put them in the drawing and we're going to do a raffle at the top of each hour.
Oh, okay. Oh, good deal. Okay. And K-Rock t-shirts and more. The location, again, is 3050 Main Street, Irvine. That's the Del Taco. Look for Beer Mug and the Janky Van, and we'll check in with you again later, Mugs. Nice job.
Thank you, guys.
I'm so rested. It doesn't seem that early. I've had so many fries already.
He's the best. All right. We have a phone topic that I am very eager to get to at 1-800-520-1067. Allie, you did the story the other day that kind of put this on our radar of the world's worst surprise in a marriage, right?
Yeah. Ronnie Spector, who was married to Phil Spector, said she pulled up to her house with him. They had just gone out for the evening. And right in front of the fountains in front of their mansion were two little twin boys just playing. And she said, I'm sorry, who's what? And he said, Merry Christmas. He surprised her by adopting two kids, and they had never had a conversation about it. They weren't in the process of adoption. It literally was she came back one night and all of a sudden had two kids now. Insanity.
What's happening?
It's hard to even
you just
wrap
buy
your...
them on Silk Road? What happened?
It's hard to even wrap your head around that happening, and what must have the conversation been like? Like, Ronnie Spector would be like,
right.
How? Why?
And by the way, as much as she wants, no.
Right.
That's a terrible surprise. Right.
But not even the worst surprise in Phil Spector's life.
No, it got worse. It definitely got worse, for sure.
I mean, when you brought this story up last week, I said, I wouldn't bring home a guinea pig without running it by Donna. You know right. what I mean? Like, you just don't spring a responsibility like that on your spouse without them knowing
and
about
it. And not just one kid.
Two kids.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
And you said, just for folks who are dying to know, that she ended up taking him in as her own and still is their mom, right?
Yeah, she left Phil Spector a year later, had full custody of the kids. The kids, I think, are in their 50s now. Mm-hmm. Insanity.
Wow.
The story is just nuts.
So we thought it'd be interesting to find out the thing that your spouse surprised you with. Obviously, the Ronnie Spector story is the champion. But it's possible your husband came home and said, hey, great news, we're moving to Cleveland. You know, you haven't had a conversation about it. Or your wife goes out and buys a brand new car and you didn't know about it. Or, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you could be shocked
at. Butt stuff?
I'm sorry?
I don't know the butt stuff.
Technically, I guess,
stuff is a surprise, right?
You didn't know about it?
Has it ever happened to any of you guys where your spouse has done something that you were not in on? Not part of the planning process.
I did it to Danielle recently.
You did already?
Yeah.
You've been married 3 weeks.
Well, no, I mean, we were
How
engaged.
Have you already? Okay.
We were engaged. Yeah. I mean, it's my significant other. We didn't say wife, right?
Okay. All right.
So I usually cleared tattoos with her before I got them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm getting this. But not being married and getting tattoos is a lot different than being married, I think. Because mm-hmm. like now, sure. now I'd be like, I'm getting this. And she'd be like, that's stupid. Please don't get that. And I'd listen.
She's right.
Yeah, she's right in 90% of the time. I did get a very small Ice Cube face, like the wrapper of Ice Cube. It's like right near my shoulder.
Sort of
right?
front of your shoulder.
Front shoulder. And uh-huh. she did not like that one.
You have the rapper Ice Cube.
I do, yeah.
It's his face.
Yes.
By your shoulder.
Yeah, in his Doughboy Boys to Men face. Boys in the Hood, not Boys to Men. That would be amazing.
That would be. She didn't know anything about it.
No, she didn't know I was getting it. No, it was a stupid move on my part.
So it wasn't a gift for her necessarily. It's just
no,
bad
but it's
surprise.
Like now she has to look at it for the rest of her life.
I was gonna say yeah. during romantic moment, she's yeah. like, "There's Ice Cube right there
yeah.
on your shoulder."
Yeah, it wasn't a good connection. But if I was just dating her, I wouldn't even have considered it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, who cares? Whatever. Yeah. I'm just dating her. But we were like in love and like looking to have a life together forever. And
well, I hope that she in return gets like the Bride of Chucky or something on her back.
She's down for that. I'm sure.
Just so you have something to think about during intimate times as well.
Why
is what
it
I'm saying.
Be your back?
She should get Ice Cube.
I mean,
I have Ice Cube.
Hold on.
Jeez, what?
Yeah. Let's not dive into that
really?
One.
Really? Like, that's where Bean went. Like,
because I'm thinking about, you know.
I know.
But you're thinking about the opposite of what Jensen did. That's all.
I have Ice Cube in his prime. I have Ice Cube in his prime. She should get him in Are We There Yet?
You know I like I mean? It.
Like the worst version of
that. Oh,
all right,
God.
So 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. I am certain that your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other has surprised you with something that you feel like, you know what? would have been nice to have a little conversation about that before that decision was made.
I feel like we'll get some pets. I feel like we'll get that.
Oh,
like,
for sure,
yeah. Puppies. Oh, hey, oh, yeah. You got
that's
a dog.
That's a terrible gift.
Right. That's yeah. what hey, I think.
My wife brought home our first dog, Camfong as Chin Ho, without discussing it with me at all. She and her mom went and adopted this dog from the L.A. Animal Shelter, and I showed up at home, and she said, congratulations, we have a dog. And we had not been talking about having a dog.
But did she know that you would be happy with that?
I mean, I think she guessed I would because yeah. she knows I love animals. And it ended up working out great. You know, we had her for 15 years and she was awesome. But it's not a discussion we had ahead of time.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, Kevin, I think a pet is a discussion. You
I would think so. At least a mention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at that time we had a pig and we had a cat and she brought home a dog. So now, you know, that's where the menagerie began.
Now you have a zoo.
1-800-520-1067. What was the surprise that your significant other dropped on you? Would have been nice to have a conversation. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of the Foo Fighters, let's take one phone call. We are talking about your significant other surprised you with something you may have hated, you may have liked, but no talk about it beforehand. Let's say good morning to Sabrina in Los Angeles.
Hi, how are you?
We are good, thank you.
Good morning, Sabrina. Good. What did he do?
Well, my son's two-year-old birthday party was a week away. And I walked into the house after a 14-hour day, and there was a huge hole in my wall into my garage with a greasy car and parts. And my husband said, hey, guess what? I'm remodeling.
What?
And I said, what the hell? We have a birthday party with 60 people coming in a week. And he said, I'll have it done.
I have to
he
ask.
He
didn't have it done.
Well,
okay.
He didn't have it done, but he...
Oh, we lost her.
He painted it really quick himself, and the party got rained out, and we ended up having the entire party in the room.
Oh, my
gosh. The huge garage.
Oh, wow.
So I could never say a word about it after that, even though I was so pissed.
Funny. That is funny. Yeah, maybe don't knock down walls without running it by the wife. I think that's good advice.
Probably,
Sabrina.
Yeah.
And the two-year-old's birthday party, man, that's the big one. That's the one they remember forever, right? 1-800-520-1067. Taking your calls on this topic next after the Foos on K-Rock. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network talks week 13 of the footballs, don't you know, coming up just after 8 and next hour, the first ever Kevin and Bean gift guide. Right now, though, let's go back to the phones, talk to Alex, Los Angeles, line 4. We're talking about your significant other kind of surprised you with something that you thought maybe could have been a conversation ahead of time instead of it just being dropped on you. Alex, what'd your girlfriend give to you?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So,
morning.
Right, yeah, so basically, right now, me and my girlfriend, it's my girlfriend, so we've been together for 7 years. And so basically, on our 30th anniversary, she basically gave me an envelope, you know, and I opened it up, and it was just an email printed indicating that I was getting an interview for a cheap job at Chipotle. So basically, she got me a job. Yeah,
I mean, it's not subtle, but it gets the job done, doesn't it?
Yeah,
get you out of the house.
Yeah.
did you go to the interview and did you take the job?
Oh, yeah, and I actually worked there for 2 years. So, yeah, it went out pretty good.
Nice.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
All right, well done, Mr. Basically. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Kimmy. She's on line 6, Gardena, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kimmy.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So at the height of the recession, and we weren't in good financial standing at home, and we were trying to refinance our house, I got home one day, and my husband was standing in front of the garage, like, ta-da, and I'm like, what's the matter with you? And he goes, look at my new bike. He bought a brand new motorcycle.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, Kimmy.
Wait, and he had one already.
A second.
Kimmy.
Wow. Yes. And I'm like, what the heck? I just turned and went into the house. I'm like, what? It's not like a sweater. You can't take it back.
I would have got back in the car and kids just drove away.
Oh, you closed up the sweet shop for a while, didn't you, Kimmy?
That's a yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for the call. Hey, from the 909, listen to this. I found out I was the second wife 11 years into our relationship. We were filling out our marriage application because he had to answer the, is this your first marriage question in front of me?
Yeah, I just did that with Danielle when we got our marriage license and they go, is it your first wedding? And I realized to myself, I was like, what if I was like, no. I was married in Thailand or something weird.
Well, that's what happened to this lady in the 909. That was the surprise.
That
could have come up sometime in 11 years that he had been previously married, right?
Yeah. You would think.
All right, let's go to Sergio Whittier, line 3, talking about surprises from your significant other.
Good morning, Sergio.
Hey, Bubbles out, guys.
To you as well.
From Downey, but I've been surprised 3 times by my wife, and every time it's gotten better.
For the first time. Different things.
All right, so one of them is butt stuff, obviously. What are the other two?
I've been in construction for a few years, and I actually got home one day from work. We used to live in an apartment. She says, guess what? I found us a house. We're moving to a 2-story. And I was like, okay, well, I can deal with that. So we did that for a bit.
Now, wait, had you had a conversation about getting a house?
No, all these are no conversations.
Wow,
all these are no
conversations. Really?
So it's made life interesting with her, though. I got to tell you, I love her for that.
Okay.
So the second time, I get home from work doing construction, and she was doing flowers as a hobby from the garage. So I got home one day, and she says, guess what? I bought a business. We're opening up a flower shop. And I'm like, you did what? So I was like, me being the supportive husband, I'm like, oh, man, I got to go look at this place and realize I have to make everything up to code because nothing would pass. It's like, oh, crap. So then the third time, she did it again, and this one got even better. So the third time, I get home from work again and says, guess what? I bought a bigger shop. And guess what? You're quitting. You quit your job. You're working for me now. I'm like, what?
So the flower shop's working out.
Yes, 5 years strong, and we're still going good.
How about that?
Sounds like a good surprise.
She's carrying you, Sergio. She's doing good work.
I think it's okay to let your wife run things in that household, man. Well,
that's pretty much how it's going.
All right, great job. Give her our best. Thank you very much. That's funny. All right, let's go back to Irvine. Let's say hi to, is it Eli, I think, on line 5?
Yes, it's Eli.
Eli, hi.
Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Thank you for calling.
So my husband and I, we lived in an apartment. No, excuse me. We lived in a condo at the time. And my husband, who was just my boyfriend at the time, he told me that he just bought a comic book. And it was a low number of Spider-Man. So I thought, okay, great, whatever, because he collected comic books. But then I find out, he bought it for $700.
Oh.
We shared expenses at that time. We both worked. But it seemed like that was a number that maybe we should have discussed prior to him buying it.
You would think, sure.
Yeah. You know what? Collectors, man.
Right?
When they get their mind around they got to have something, they just got to have it.
But if you're in a relationship, for God's sakes, maybe.
I agree.
Maybe mention a $700 purchase.
Yeah, that's the kind of conversation. I mean, there has to be a limit. Like, Jensen, you're a newlywed, but there's a limit beyond which you wouldn't spend without running it by the wife, right?
I feel like it's $200 to $500. I feel like that in that range, you're a little over. $200 is the low, $500 is the high.
Right.
Anything beyond that, you really got to tell.
Like,
what's the Spider-Man comic book worth now?
She's gone. But I would think about maybe 30 cents.
All right, let's go to Marcy in Corona Del Mar. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, my story is I was in the hospital after giving birth to our first son, emergency C-section, been there for about 5 days. My husband was pretty busy, really said he was busy, didn't have much time to come visit the hospital. I finally come home, and this is our brand new son, and there is a brand new motorcycle in the front yard.
What is it with these motorcycles?
Motorcycles.
So he didn't have time to even visit you in the hospital?
He did, briefly, but not very much. And he said, well, you get the baby, I got the motorcycle.
Marcy is still with him?
Yes, we've been married for 36 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. I can't believe motorcycle riders are irresponsible.
And I'm a nurse, and I'm an OR nurse, and I'm very against motorcycles, and he knew it. But, So, anyway.
So that's not
my
great.
Story.
Okay.
Call now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we're doing anything.
Sure?
Are we? No?
I don't think so.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
You can't call, but you can go down and visit Beer Mug. He's at the Del Taco in Irvine right now. And for the next couple of hours at 3050 Main Street in Irvine, we're asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy as part of the Spark of Love Toy Drive. And while you're there, why not register to win tickets for K-Rock's Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas 2018. No purchase necessary. We have the details on the Kevin and Bean social media, but the Del Taco in Irvine is where Muggs is right now with the Kevin and Bean janky van. Allie's up now. Time for another look at what's happening here on a Monday.
Well, back in September, Muse was promoting their new album, Simulation Theory, and they went on a French music show called Terratata.
I don't know. It's my favorite.
Do you love that one? Is that the one that you watch so all the time? It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they did a cover of a 1982 hit that has since been uploaded. We can all now enjoy the beauty that is Muse covering Duran Duran's 1982 hit, Hungry Like the Wolf.
That's pretty awesome.
I love it. And it fits totally into that whole, like, synth pop aesthetic? What?
Aesthetic,
that's a
yes.
hard word to say. like, all of Simulation Theory. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. They're a good band.
But it is one of, I like it too, but it is one of those covers that you wonder what the point is because it sounds so much like the exact same arrangement and instruments as the original.
You like the people who cover to make it their own and make it completely different, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Africa?
Rather than a copy.
Like Africa, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's, I don't know, that's Muse doing Hungry Like the Wolf, though. I mean, I'm glad I heard it.
Wow.
Wow. I thought it was pretty cool.
Who hurt you? Seriously.
Look, I love that band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can tell.
You can tell. That's
obviously
true.
Yes. Remember we talked about Hugh Hefner having a big auction over the weekend, a bunch of his personal items.
All I remember is pajamas.
And I cannot find what the pajamas went for, but I do have a lot of the other items.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Really? People into it.
The top selling item was Hugh Hefner's vintage Underwood standard portable typewriter. He used it in college as well as for the publication of the first ever copy of Playboy magazine. How much would a typewriter go for?
I can't even get my head around wanting that.
Right.
$5,000?
$162,500.
Oh my God. What?
$162,500.
Because a guy typed on it?
Unbelievable. They were talking about his complete personal set of bound volumes of Playboy from 1953 to 2013. They thought maybe about $40,000. Mm-hmm. They went for $76,800.
Wow.
Here's something I didn't know was up for auction, and now I'm fascinated by it. A 14-carat yellow gold ring with a black onyx plaque in the center. But here's the thing. You open up that center plaque to reveal a compartment that contains a Viagra pill. So he just always had one on him, no matter where he was. He was like, oh, right here in my handy ring.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Fantastic. That went for $22,400. That's the best one ever. He has a 1998 Lincoln Town Car Executive Limousine. That sold for $44,800. And then his personal copy of the first ever issue of Playboy magazine, that's from 1953, featuring Marilyn Monroe on the cover, that sold for $31,000. So,
Only a fifth of what the typewriter sold
right?
for.
Right?
Not a bad deal.
Limo sold for about a fourth of what the typewriter went for.
Isn't that
What's
crazy?
Happening?
Guys, he had a ring that had a little secret compartment for his Viagra pill.
That's smart. I'm putting that on the Kevin Bean gift guide.
Oh, man, it's so good. So did you hear about Kid Rock? He was on Fox and Friends, and he said this quote, "God forbid you say something a little wrong. You're racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, this, that, and the other. People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct. And I would say, you know, love everybody. Except, I'd say, screw that Joy Behar bitch."
What happened to his
the sentence right
what
before?
What happened to love everybody?
Right? He had a nice theme going.
He really did. Joy Behar has responded. She has invited him on The View and would also like to go out for a beer, which I think is fascinating. But here's why I'm telling you this. Because he was going to be the Grand Marshal for the Nashville Christmas Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've said, no. we can't have Kid Rock as the Grand Marshal. Why did you have Kid Rock as the Grand
bigger
Marshal?
Question, by the way.
In Nashville, like, I could see maybe, he's from Detroit, maybe yeah. Detroit, but Nashville, you got a lot of good ones to choose from.
Yeah.
So, they last minute decided, oh, who's that dude that did a really great thing? Oh, the guy that wrestled away a gun from the guy at Waffle House? How'd you not think of James Shaw Jr. at the beginning of all of this? They're like, I guess he'll do. You know, saved a ton of lives. What the hell's happening, Nashville?
I think that's a way better choice for the Grand Marshal of the Parade. But I also think it's a little hypocritical that they're pretending to get their panties in a twist because he said the word bitch, which at this point, I'm sorry, in 2018 is hardly a swear word.
Who are you calling a bitch? That was my Queen Latifah.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay. I'm just saying that's a little bit of an overreaction to his comment, but all right. I'm fine with it too.
I just need James Shaw Jr., like, as he's in, obviously it'll be like a cool little convertible, sure. Whatever, maybe a float. Wouldn't it be awesome if he's like, my name is James, and then the whole crowd's like, Shaw, and he just does a whole Kid Rock thing?
I don't think that's necessary.
It's not necessary, but it would be awesome.
I need it to happen, you guys.
Call now.
Call now, you agree? All right, some birthdays for you. Julianne Moore, Ozzy Osbourne, Tiffany Haddish.
About 6 minutes from right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to give you floor tickets for both nights of K-Rock's Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas 2018. How about that? The absolute best seats in the house. You'll get them right after we talk to Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network, who joins us on the phone right now. Andrew.
Good morning, guys. Poll question for the audience. Should I take my parents tonight, too? On Sunday.
You should take your parents tonight.
Parents. Well, my parents are going to be in town, and I haven't missed the show in years.
Right.
Right, because you guys put on an amazing party.
I think so.
Great music. My parents are in their 70s. They're not exactly the demo for the lineup on Sunday night.
Well, we can put them way in the back so it's not too loud. like in the back against the back wall.
Give him the worst seats in the house, Kevin. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying.
No. I mean, not like that. I don't know
that people in their 70s are going to enjoy, you know, Billie Eilish. I'm concerned about the show for that age group. I don't think I would, Andrew. Yeah. What do you think, Ali?
Ian, you're voting no?
I'm voting no.
I thought you would say something like, oh, my God, I can't wait to meet your family. Yes, bring them.
Oh, I love old people. Believe me, I'm excited for that. But I'm thinking about their enjoyment of the evening. Allie, what do you think?
How hip are your parents?
Not that hip.
Yeah, no.
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 Can you
hard pass?
Can you leave them at home and come to the show anyway?
I could.
Yes, that's the answer, right?
That's the answer.
From 2,500 miles away.
Right, but that's the answer.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I've been working all day. I'll see you in like 5 hours.
Look, you've got a TV. Just prop them up in front of the TV.
Put the Rams game on. See you later.
Andrew, am I lying if I tell you it was one of the most entertaining and also unique weekends that I can ever remember in the NFL?
There was something wacky in pretty much every game. Pick a game. Yeah. We'll come up with something wacky.
Well, I definitely want to get to the Chargers because that was bizarre, but we have to start with the drama in Green Bay. So if Green Bay doesn't lose to Arizona, to Kevin's mighty Arizona Cardinals, does Mike McCarthy have a job today? Or was the writing already on the wall, win or lose?
No. Today, yes. He would have a job today. But the writing was on the wall, and in all likelihood, barring a Christmas Green Bay miracle, which Aaron Rodgers has pulled out of his area before, he was gone in a month. So they did the inevitable, make it immediate, which is what they did. But they're not supposed to lose at home. Look, their season's on the line. They're desperate. They need to win out, and they lose at home to the Cardinals.
I mean, I'm a Cardinals fan, but if you lose to the Cardinals, your coach should be fired.
Look, the Cardinals were 2-9. They had only beaten the Niners, and they beat them twice. I love Josh Rosen to death, right? But the headline in Green Bay is probably something like, they lose to quarterback who grew up on a beach, plays in a desert, and then won there in the snow yesterday. Uh-huh. You're not supposed to lose that game.
Yeah.
And they did it in just heartbreaking fashion with a kick at the end, and then they fired him. The Packers, look, Mike McCarthy is a very good coach. The thing had soured. It was time to move on. To fire him during the season after a game for a guy that won a Super Bowl is pretty jarring. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I guess once the rift is big enough between you and your superstar quarterback, it's the quarterback who usually stays and the coach who usually goes, right?
Well, the quarterback's not going anywhere. Right. By the way, happy birthday, Aaron. He turned 85
no kidding.
Yesterday.
You say 85?
The team...
35.
We become the K-Rox almost for Christmas with my parents. No, 35, and the team was listless. I mean, that's the most important thing. The team, the team looked like dead men walking yesterday, figuratively speaking, and so they had to make a change.
All right, let's talk about the remarkable ending to the Chargers-Steelers game. Have you ever seen that play out like that before where you get three chances to win it with your foot?
No, I don't think it's ever happened. But back up for a second. The Steelers had that double-digit lead. I'm going to botch this stat. But
what was it, 23-7?
Okay, it was 23-7.
Yeah.
They had never lost a game, went up 14 points at home. And I think the stat was something like, not exaggerating, 222-0-2.
That is a correct stat. That is it.
Is that right?
That is right.
222-0-2 at home lifetime.
Yeah.
Until last night. And what happened at the end you're referring to is the Chargers, who have seemingly found the kicker, but still, that's a hard to win the kick. And they're lining up for the game-winning kick with, no time left. And the kid misses it, but the Steelers were offsides. And it was obvious. It was close, but it was obvious. So they move it in 5 yards and give them another shot. This time the kick gets blocked, except like five guys are offside. Like the Steelers.
It literally was half of the team jumped offside.
Yeah. We're going to jailbreak here and just hope we get away with it.
Because they're trying to block the kick because they lose the game.
Oh, they blocked the kick, sure.
Yeah, they did.
But they're offside, so they move it 5 yards. And again, try number three. It's only one guy who's offside this time. He is so offside, and I promise I'm not making this up. He is so offside, he dives, he flies past the ball, and then the ball goes up, and it skirts beyond his feet, and the guy made the kick. So in other words,
he flew by before the kick,
so early that he flew by before the kick.
He was just heading for the locker room.
The bottom of his shoes.
And the field goal was good, and they declined the offside and won the game. That was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
And we have here two teams. Our two teams here are 20-4. 20-4 combined.
That's amazing. All right, let's close with the Rams because if you look at it on paper, you go, 30-16, pretty easy win. But Detroit was competitive. I mean, that was a pretty close game for most of it, I thought. I was kind of surprised by that. Do you think L.A. just kind of took their foot off the gas a little bit because, they've already clinched the division and it's the Lions?
Well, a couple of things. They were caught off a bye. The Rams were coming off a bye. When last we saw them, they were scoring 54 points. It's a tough road game in that the Lions play a tough. Remember, they beat the Patriots there a couple of months ago, so they were going to give you a good game. The Rams are just sloppy, though. They were sloppy, and they looked like they were a team coming off a highly emotional 2 weeks with everything they've gone through, and the region has gone through here, and they just were not ready to play. But in the end, they won the division. They got to celebrate on the plane home wearing all their hats and T-shirts and all that fun stuff. I believe Aaron Donald put a shirt on before they got on the plane. And they're division champions in back-to-back years for the first time since the 70s.
Wow.
And because of the fact that the Saints lost on Thursday, they are now back as the number one seed in the NFC. They have to hold on to it. I mean, the Saints are going to keep winning, you have to assume. They have to keep winning as well, the Rams do. And if they do that, then the road to the Super Bowl potentially in the NFC goes through the Coliseum.
Very exciting stuff. Andrew Siciliano is the host of NFL Network's Up to the Minute and, of course, DirecTV's Red Zone channel. We appreciate you. We'll look forward to seeing you and your parents at the show. Thanks, Andrew.
See you guys.
See ya.
Speaking of the show, should we give away some tickets right now?
Let's do that.
This is going to be four tickets for both nights. We're talking about the absolute best seats in the house and VIP passes for both nights for Saturday and Sunday at the Forum. We don't need to give you much of a hint here. I think anyone can win this game. You just got to be lucky. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play next. Look. We have to come up with a lot of games.
Right.
To give away these tickets, okay?
Right.
And that's why this one is called Florence Against the Machine. Hit it, Steve.
Your tickets for Florence Against the Machine playing the Hollywood Bowl.
You heard that right. Kevin and Bean think alike. Dumb, dumb, dumb. They think Florence and the Machine are called Florence Against the Machine. Florence Against the Machine.
Florence Against the Machine.
Florence Against the Machine.
Florence Against the Machine.
Florence Against the Machine.
Florence Against the Machine.
Thank you. I love that he went back further than me saying it and got you saying it.
Yes, we have both accidentally called them Florence Against the Machine.
Florence Against the Machine.
Florence Against the Machine.
The game that Dave came up with is that I'm going to be reading lyrics from either one of these bands, either Florence and the Machine or Rage Against the Machine. I'll read some lyrics. All you have to do is tell me which group it is. Is it really Florence or is it actually a Rage song? It's as simple as that. You really got a 50-50 chance. But somebody's going to win tickets for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. Who's our first contestant, please?
Let's start in Lake Elsinore and say good morning to Miguel.
Hey, Miguel.
Yo, good morning.
All right, Miguel, you understand. I'm going to read some lyrics. You just have to tell me whether it's Florence or it's Rage, okay?
Sounds good.
Here we go. These are her mountains and skies, and she radiates through history's rivers of blood. She regenerates.
That's going to be Florence.
I'm sorry. No.
Saw her mountains and skies, and she radiates.
Thank you for playing.
Don't need that.
Don't need that one? Okay. Let's go to Ron in Long Beach. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Ron, get it right. You're in the drawing to win the tickets for both nights. Here we go. Is this Rage or is this Florence? Broke your jaw once before. I spilled your blood upon the floor. You broke my leg in return. So let's sit back and watch the bed burn.
Good read. I'm going to go with Rage Against the Machine.
Not as easy as it seems like it should be, is it?
Unless it says Free Mumia. I'm not sure anyone's going to get this.
Let's go to Kevin in Los Angeles. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi, good morning.
His name's Kevin. Do we even play the game?
So
or
we just give him the tickets? Or
no, we just move on.
Yeah, just give me the tickets.
All right, Kevin, listen up. Read my whitey. read my writing on the wall. No one's here to catch me when I fall. If ignorance is bliss, then knock the smile off my face.
That's Rage Against the Machine.
It is.
Read my writing on the wall.
Nicely done.
All right, well done. We got one at least in the drawing.
Yes, we do. All right, let's go to Nigel in Westwood. Hi.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Nigel, we're playing, believe it or not, a game called Florence Against the Machine. Is this Rage?
Florence Against the Machine.
Florence Against the Machine.
Is this Rage or is this Florence? Here we go. But then it stopped, and I was in the darkness. So darkness I became.
Florence.
It is.
But
how about that? We got two people.
Is this a super dumb game or is it working?
Both.
Well, it can be both, but I think it's one of them.
Let's go to Andrew in Claremont. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Andrew, did we mention it was Dave's idea? This idea, this whole idea of Florence Against the Machine was Dave the King of Mexico.
You guys are missing out.
Yeah, we should kick him in the balls. Yeah.
All right, here we go. And when we come back, we'll be dressed in black. And you'll scream our names aloud. And we won't eat. And we won't sleep. We'll drag bodies from the ground.
That's going to be Florence and the Machine.
It is.
Wow.
I'm stunned that that's not a Rage Against the Machine.
Right?
All right, I think we just have time for one more, you guys.
All right, let's make it Amy in Corona. Hi.
Hello.
All right, Amy, you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. I said, here we go. Thank you. Just a quiet, peaceful dance for the things we'll never have. Just a quiet, peaceful dance for the things we'll never have.
Florence?
I'm sorry, no. Very close, though. I mean, very close. Hey, three people in the drawing here. We got Kevin, we got Nigel, we got Andrew. Only one, unfortunately, is going to win tickets to both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas 2018 this coming weekend at the Forum. Who's our winner, please?
Only one, and we're only making plans for Nigel.
Nigel! Congrats,
right.
Nigel.
Awesome.
On the floor for both nights. Congratulations.
I'm ready to party, man.
Thanks for playing the game.
Florence against the machine.
Florence.
It's the second night of Hanukkah, guys.
Second night?
It is. Yeah.
Two candles. That's all I know. As the representative Jew of the morning squad.
Hold on a second. Are you forgetting beer mug?
Oh, yeah, he does count.
Yeah, he's not
okay.
on the phone.
Hey, Muggsy.
Yeah, he's not on the phone.
Well, I thought we were having him on the phone.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
I did too. I thought he was going to be on the phone too, but...
He was an hour late.
He's not on the phone.
Last time we were supposed to have him on, and now we don't have him on the phone at all?
All right, now they're picking up the phone and talking to him, I believe.
Do you think he's busy eating?
Of course. Well, he is at a Del Taco in Irvine, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right, he's getting close here. This is not going to be worth it.
This is good. No, it's going to pay off for sure.
I had that seamless transition between the Jews.
You
on
did.
The
it was
show,
perfect. Yeah.
And then
it was perfect.
It's going to pay off.
We got him now, though, B.
Hey, Muggs.
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to finish up my Del Combo chicken burrito here. You guys need something?
You were right, Jensen.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, you are in location every day this week giving away tickets to K-Rock's Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas and K-Rock t-shirts and other K-Rock gear. And you're also doing something very special at the Del Taco in Irvine today. What is it, Muggs?
Yeah, we are raffling off, you can enter yourself for a drawing for K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets.
Right, I mentioned all that, and then I said, you're also doing something very special, Bugs. What is it?
God, I have a problem listening today. We are collecting new unwrapped toys for the Spark of Love toy drive.
Okay.
This is the best.
Totally
worth it. Totally worth it.
Okay, is it Florence and the Machine, or is it Rage Against the Machine?
All right, so head on down to Bugs' location for the next half hour or so. Bring a new unwrapped toy. It's very important this year more than ever. To donate to the Spark of Love. Thanks, Muggs. We'll
Happy
let you get back
Hanukkah,
to your breakfast.
Muggs.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Okay.
That was worth it.
Yep.
I got to get off this show. this was Jensen's idea.
Yeah.
The first annual Kevin and Bean gift guide.
You want to spread that Christmas cheer.
The thinking? What was the idea you were thinking behind this, Jensen? Seems like there are plenty of gift guides out there.
That's right. But we have you every morning. We have you captive in your car, and we think we can help out a very busy holiday gift-giving season by just telling you some of the things we think that that you should be giving your loved ones. It's just it's like we're giving like a crib sheet. It's Cliff's Notes.
Sweet.
All right. I'm going to start, and I know that this is not going to be a gift that in particular is going to be sound very exciting to you, Kevin. But I am telling you that if I had gotten this when I was 16 or when I was 26 or any year after that, I would have been delighted to get it. If you have somebody on your list who is a particularly young person who is into history or into space exploration or even into music, I think this is a cool gift. Back in 1977, we sent... under the direction of the great astronomer Carl Sagan, we sent alongside the Voyager space mission something called the Voyager Golden Record. And what we did was we came up with things that we thought would be of interest to extraterrestrials. We put together a mixtape, basically, for aliens. If they were to come across this and they would not know anything about us and what the Earth is all about, this was going to encapsulate all of humanity onto a record so they would know something about who we were. For instance, they put greetings from 55 languages around the world.
Chân thành gửi tới các bạn lời chào thân hữu.
Sayın Türkçe bilen arkadaşlarımız, sabah şeriflerinize hayırlı olsun.
They also put, they had a section on there which is all sounds from Earth, and it had animals on there, and it had heartbeats on there, and it had tools and planes and Morse code to give them an idea a little bit about how we live. because they were trying to figure out what are the aliens going to know about us when this arrives, and the answer was, of course, nothing.
Come so they on, put, Santa.
They put drawings in there of human anatomy, of math, photographs from all over the world. And then they also decided that they were going to put music that would be representative of the human race. So they went back 1,000 years to start picking music and tried to figure out what would best display what the world is all about. For instance, mariachi music. See, the aliens are going to hear that and they're going to go, "You guys are awesome." They threw on some opera. Again, you're trying to tell them something about Earth and some rock and roll. What better way to encapsulate the human race than a Chuck Berry song? And surprisingly, I don't know why this ended up on there. Somebody wants no. to me. It's a classic. I was really surprised back in 1977 that All-Star made it.
Aliens anyway, need to know.
It's a beautiful collection that comes in with a hardbound book and all of the ephemera that was on the original mission back in 1977. I mean, this thing is long beyond our solar system. It's still out there and still could possibly be picked up by an alien somewhere who might learn a little bit about something about us here on Earth.
So that's a record?
A CD. Yes. You can get it as a CD also.
You can get it on vinyl. You can get it on CD as well. Yeah.
So we're assuming the aliens have a record player or a CD player.
We also included, Earthlings also included instructions on how to play a record in drawings
awesome.
So they could figure it out. So, I mean, like I said, it's not for everybody, but if people are into history or if they're into astronomy or something like this, particularly young people, I think they would be really, really interested in seeing what we as humanity thought was worth sending into space for other species to find. Very and that's cool. the item in my Kevin Amin gift guide. Kevin Amin's gift
guide. Mine isn't nearly as long. But Allie first.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I'll do mine.
Well, yeah, that was a weird setup.
Baggins Shoes is the name of the company. I know this is a normal thing. Everybody likes to get stuff customized. A picture, you put it on a mug, socks, whatever. They do Converse All-Stars, and you can get any picture that you want. Your pet, your loved one.
Sounds familiar, Allie.
Not my friend's company, though, which is weird.
Allie used a different company to send me sneakers with my bulldogs on them a couple years ago.
I assume there's more than one.
Nope,
yeah, it's awesome. It's a great gift.
It is a great gift. You can get the high top or the low top, and you can get it's completely wrapped in the picture or just the tongue of the shoes or whatever you want, and you can make them unique.
What would you put on yours, Kevin?
I would put on mine. I don't know what I'd put on mine. I know what I would put on for people that I'm giving is a picture of the dog. Of course, our dog.
You know what I'd like for yours is just like the tweet Radion Durf on both shoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like just the whole tweet.
For sure.
I'm not sure that they're that big.
Oh, wow.
The shoes are that big. Also, I have a way too close Nicolas Cage throw pillow and a squirrel in underpants air freshener. So
both
those are my
picks.
Three items.
Very much as deep as Bean's pick of the Voyager Golden Record.
I'm wondering what the scent is of the squirrel in underwear.
Doesn't say.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, mine is a friend of mine, Caitlin Crosby. She was on tour. She was a singer. She's still a singer. But she was wearing this hotel key around her neck. And then she one day was like, you know what? I'm going to have somebody put the word love on it. So everybody would ask her about this necklace. Like, why are you wearing a key? Why does it say love? What's that all about? And she's like, this could be a great little company. So she started a company called The Giving Keys. And the whole purpose of the line is to have something on the key that you want to bring into your life, whether it's love, whether it's faith, whether it's bravery, belief, anything. You can get
husband,
that word.
Husband, in your case.
All right. You can get that word on there. And then the whole thing is, you know, it's purpose. You're putting it out to the world, that type of thing. But the point of this line is that then once you feel like you've got it, you give it away to somebody. So it's a purposeful line that gets you, you know, to kind of pay it forward. But
the whole thing
behind it is she employs people that are transitioning out of homelessness. And she is a saint walking on this earth. To this day, The Giving Keys has employed more than 100 people transitioning out of homelessness. And it's just this big family that she has with these people that had given up, and she gave them a purpose through this line, which then has another purpose. So it's just a wonderful thing called the Giving Keys, and I love it. But if you maybe don't want to get a Giving Key, which they have everything from earrings to bracelets to just if you want to give a key to somebody and say, just put on your keychain, put it in your pocket, whatever. I also have a pizza pocket pouch. So you wear it around your neck, and you just slide a piece of pizza in there and just Ziploc it up.
Gotta be honest, I love that.
You have a pizza with you all the time.
Yeah, that.
So a lot of people are like, God, I really want pizza, but I have nowhere to put it. But I know I'm going to want it later. I don't want it now. Pizza pocket pouch. You're welcome.
Out of everything.
You're welcome.
You can see all of our picks on krock.com right now. And mine, also, Caitlin Crosby and I went to high school together. Great.
Awesome.
Great woman.
Lovely.
Just good things. Listen, my cat is named Bill. And Bill and
you're
I...
You're giving away Bill?
No. No. But I mean,
but
for the
you
right
can
price.
Buy Bill.
Yeah,
right.
For the right price, yes. But that's not my pick. Bill and I, we recently moved with my wife. We moved to a new house. Mm-hmm. And we were nervous about Bill's reaction to moving. First few weeks were pretty good. And then now, recently, he's been peeing.
Oh, no.
And pooing outside of his litter box. It's killed me. It's hurt my soul. Mm-hmm. So we've worked with him to get to a better place. And so I found something called the litter robot.
The litter robot.
Yeah.
Say hello to the litter robot, an automatic self-cleaning litter box that really works. Its unique design senses when your cat is inside and when it's time to clean up. Once your cat exits, a cleaning cycle will begin automatically. The patented sifting process separates the clumps from the clean litter and deposits them into a carbon-filtered drawer below, reducing those unpleasant odors and leaving a clean bed of litter every time.
Now,
sounds dangerous for Bill.
I hate the word clump. Forget the meet the clumps, please.
Does it have a guillotine in it? I mean, what's up here?
It does look. It looks just like Hal from 2001. It's very computery, and it opens up, and he can get at it. Now, the craziest part, other than reducing odor, never having to scoop the litter, just taking out of a box, it self cleans. All these things are awesome. Good for multiple cats. On top of that, it has a thing where I have an app all day. Where I can
come on.
I can be told when my cat is going to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I can check to make sure that his psychological problems aren't still happening.
Right.
And then it tells me when it's full. It gives me all of the information through an app. It's interactive, and it's a way to take care of your cat remotely even.
Yeah.
And those who are having some issues with their felines can use this.
Jensen, I'm thinking not cheap.
Well, it's $600.
Jensen!
Oh, come on.
Jensen!
It's a $600 litter.
But where else can you get updates
but again,
about your cat?
I don't know if you heard me. On my phone, it'll tell me when my cat poos.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I also have another pick. That one is just they made those Billy Bass mouth things. Remember those?
Those sure. Fish that sang?
Yeah, they made them now so that it works with your Amazon Alexa.
No.
Those are my two picks. Whatever. $600. Listen, my cat seems extremely disturbed. I don't know what to tell you. We're here for you, right by your side. It's Kevin and Bean's gift guide. So you can take this holiday season in. It is 8:55.
That sounds like it's time for Allie's What's Happening.
Do you guys believe in reincarnation?
No. Not mostly no, I would say.
I do, kind of.
A little bit. This might change your mind.
Okay.
Dynasty legend Joan Collins, you know her, mm-hmm. actress, amazing. She's legendary, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is her quote. I have this little fly that comes near me all the time. It's really strange. I think it might be my sister.
Wait, she's joking, though.
Nope. She goes on to say, I know that sounds weird. I don't know whether I believe in the afterlife or not. My opinion is still out to lunch about that, but it's weird. Wherever I go, at least two or three times a week, wherever I am, France, London, here, this little fly comes.
It's the same one?
I don't think that this fly is international.
Think it's the same one?
I believe she does.
Also, she should shower,
right?
Might be a big part of it. Yeah. Yeah, just when this little insect comes near her, she suspects that it's her sister who passed away in 2015. And then my question with reincarnation, we don't get to choose what we come back as, right? Because I was like, why would her sister want to be a fly? But I guess it's not her choice.
Yeah. Especially since don't flies live like 3 days or something?
Well, not if you're following Joan Collins.
I mean, they have a very short lifespan, so that would be a terrible choice to come back as.
What would you come back as, Bean?
A sloth. I don't believe in reincarnation at all, but I think I'd want to come back as one of those turtles that lives to be 150 years old.
Sure.
It's so all about the age for you, isn't it? Being
everything longer.
Very
yeah.
much so.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'd be a sloth for sure. You just get to chill out, and then sometimes if you can't cross the street, people will totally help you, and then they'll pet you and stuff.
Surprise mm-hmm. Kristen Bell.
Oh, we'd be best friends.
You sleep 22 hours a day?
Yes.
I'd be a bear.
Luck out.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm already hairy, but on top of that, I'd, like, control the jungle. I get to hibernate. Like, right? It just seemed... I've thought of this so many times, by the way. This is not a new...
You have thought about this so many times.
Bear is my answer.
Okay. Yeah. You know my history with bears. What? Oh, I'm obsessed with bears.
Great. Good.
All I want to do is, like, I want to die via bear because I'll at least get a hug in. Like, mm-hmm. if a bear is about to attack me, I'll be like, sucker, let's hug. And then if he does kill me, it's cool because I got a hug.
Yeah.
Right?
Crush your soul while he's doing it.
Oh, man.
While he crushes your skull.
Yeah. Kevin, what would you be?
A lion.
Good answer.
Yeah, did you take offense at all when you said rules the jungle? Because...
Lions rule the jungle.
Well, I didn't really because I don't need to stand up for lions. Right? Who's with me?
All right, we rule the picnics.
All right. It's close. All right. There you have it.
The picnics.
Yeah.
You guys, some movie box office numbers. Not a big weekend for Wreck-It Ralph's sequel. It dropped, I believe, 54% and only made $25.8 million this weekend. What? That's a $119 million 12-day total. Worldwide, they've just cleared $207 million. Not bad.
Why do they keep putting what percentage drop it is? They make it sound terrible.
They make it sound terrible.
It's made a tremendous amount of money.
It's insane. It's just the way they word things.
I think
so
that's
silly.
That's insider stuff that they're interested in. They're tracking is to see how it's doing.
And it's like reviews, because like a Marvel movie will do great first week no matter what. And then if word of mouth is bad, you'll see the drop off go crazy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is like all those Justice League movies have bad second weeks.
Yeah.
You know, the big surprise for me, Allie, and I don't know if you have this in your report there, is that Crazy Rich Asians finally opened up in China this past weekend. Mm-hmm. It was the last country in the world to get it. And apparently it's a bomb there.
Oh, really?
Which is such a surprise to me, because I would imagine many of those actors who have worked in both Chinese and American films, you would think would be very popular there. And by all accounts, it's a great movie.
Or you would think maybe Chinese people are used to seeing themselves up on the big screen. Mm-hmm. So it's not as huge of a deal to get representation as it is here, where Asian people aren't used to seeing themselves.
Yeah, perhaps
movies.
It's just it's not an event movie there.
Or they're self-hating.
Wow, that's a
lot
real...
I know a lot about that. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Took a real turn right then. All right, so Wreck-It Ralph came in number one, The Grinch number two, followed by Creed 2 at number three, and Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald at number four, and number five, Bohemian Rhapsody. So there you have it for your box office numbers. Some birthdays for you. Tiffany Haddish, Ozzy Osbourne, Julianne Moore, and that.
There are so many different ways for you to get in touch with us here at the Kevin and Bean Show, and we appreciate it, whether it's through email or the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, Kevin and Bean Twitter account, on Instagram. And, of course, there's a good old-fashioned voicemail. You can call us anytime 24-7 at 323-520-AFRO and leave us a message on any topic, and we thank you for doing that.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I've never called before, but I had the craziest weekend you've been at. Believe it was like totally
I saw that coming. I knew that was coming.
We
should have never told that story.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
That was
Kevin.
Just all hell.
Hey, you guys, I've been wanting to tell you guys something, but I think
Thanks for calling.
Oh, hello.
Got some weird callers today.
Yeah, we really did. Was there a full moon this weekend or something? What happened?
Hey, guys. I'm really tired. And I'm on mushrooms. And I'm on a lot of mushrooms.
You've never even heard about this show. You sound exactly like Kevin.
How dare you?
Hey, this message is for Bean.
All right.
You're talking about the world's largest. Mm-hmm. Well, have you heard of KZ, Illinois?
Have you heard of that place, Bean?
Casey, Illinois. Now, what's going on there?
Bean loves the world's largest whatever.
Yeah,
I do. He literally will make vacations around trying to find those things. Mm-hmm. Here's what's going on, Bean.
It has the world's largest wind chime, golf tee, knitting needles, wooden shoes, pitchfork, mailbox, and rocking chair. Plus, they have a whole bunch of other just big stuff. You should check it out. KZ, Illinois.
Guys, I'm going to be broadcasting live tomorrow from Casey, Illinois.
How did you not know about this place? It's got everything.
I have heard of that place. Didn't remember the name of it. I didn't remember it was Casey. But yeah, that sounds like it would be well worth a destination.
Sure. Are you kidding? Spend a week there.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? The world's largest mailbox? I am in.
That's got to be just
like... I know most of you don't like Friday, but what if it's Friday?
I mean, I like our version more.
Yeah, I don't think that makes it better.
Okay, this is me calling in to win tickets to Acoustic Christmas. I'm not good at playing games, but I am good at doing acoustic songs. Run fast for your Kevins and fast for your Beans. Run for your Chips and your Ally McKays. Leave all your tuners and dials behind. You gotta download the radios.com app if you want to survive.
I mean, I don't think we're giving away tickets this week.
The terrestrial days are over. Okay. The terrestrial days are over. Can you hear the earth static? But if I can suck a bleep. Yeah. That was Florence and the Machines. Dog days are over.
Technically a cappella, not acoustic.
That's true.
That's what's out there.
Hey, this message is for Kevin. Kevin, I just want to tell you, I also got kicked off of Twitter, but they actually told me why. Oh. Let me just read you the message here.
All right.
Still falling for it.
I was working in the lab late one night. Okay. All right, okay.
Ali's dad, bang, bang, ba-bang, ba-bang. Ali's mom, bang, bang, ba-bang, ba-bang. All night long, bang, bang, ba-bang, ba-bang, bang, bang, bang.
I don't like that.
Every 6 hours, I hear.
Ali, for a long time, believed that her parents were taking a nap in the afternoon.
They would let me know that they were about to nap, so I didn't call and interrupt
them.
Nap.
Right, yeah.
Hey, guys. You guys think Allie's mom is boning right now? If so, what position? Just wondering, been thinking about it a lot lately. Alright, bye.
Allie's mom has got it going on. Allie's mom has got it going on. Allie, do you think your parents are taking a nap?
I don't think we need to hear this whole thing.
Taking a nap? Yeah. Or maybe they're having fun in the sack. It's the latter, cause your mom's got it going on. Going on.
Okay.
And I don't think you knew this, but your dad's got a huge dong.
Alright, I think we've got it.
Oh, how can you think they're really napping? Cause we all know that they're up and boning.
Boning.
Allie's mom. Sex moves and can go all night long.
No.
Allie, can't you see? Your mom is so sexy. You might think it's wrong, but your dad's got a huge dong.
All right, we get it.
It's an email coming in. Subject line is napping, but we all know they're boning. Bumping uglies.
We've got the gist. Allie, I feel like it's just
the bridge is coming up.
Dong. Dong.
So you love it?
Allie, you're not a test tube baby. You understand these things happen, right?
Don't you want your parents to be happy?
I don't like any of it.
323-520-8106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 939.
Allie.
Bean?
What's happening?
Have you guys seen the previews for a movie? I believe it just came out this past weekend. Head Full of Honey with Nick Nolte.
No. Sounds like you just
really?
Made that up.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Head Full of Honey?
Isn't that what
it's
called?
A Winnie the Pooh sequel?
I swear it's called Head Full of Honey. Hold on. Crap.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah, I might have.
Hold on. No, it's called Head Full of Honey.
Okay, phew.
I can't believe this exists.
I'm going to tell you, if you see the trailer for this movie, you will be a puddle, just a mess.
Really?
It's Nick Nolte. He has Alzheimer's, and it's all about how his family comes together for what could be the last year of his life. It's Matt Dillon, Claire Forlani, Emily Mortimer. The movie looks incredible. And I say this because
doing
I was
a bang
like,
up job of advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think the guy in charge of advertising has Alzheimer's.
Well, it looks fantastic. I just keep seeing the commercial and I'm like, that looks incredible. And it made me think, where's Nick Nolte been? Like, I haven't heard from Nick Nolte in forever. Not like heard from, like, hey, Ali, what's up? It's Nick Nolte. But I have not heard about him in being in
it
anything.
Doesn't seem like he's
in
been
forever.
Doing much.
And well, then I see, oh, actor Nick Nolte joining the ensemble of the live action Star Wars series, The Mandalorian.
Huh. Maybe so, he just retired after the world's greatest mugshot. He said, I will never top this.
Well,
I'm done.
Just telling you. Look up the trailer for Head Full of Honey. It looks incredible. And now hearing that he's going to be in this as well. All right. Nick Nolte making a comeback.
He's back.
Yes.
I'm a blue chips guy.
Are you?
Yeah, that movie
rules.
Yeah,
Cape Fear.
He got
Cape
nominated Fear, for an Academy Award for a movie like 4 or 5 years ago. Remember? Do you guys remember which one I'm talking about?
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years ago.
Was it The Afflicted?
Deadpool. No.
Was it The Afflicted? Was
The Warrior. And also in Affliction. Those are
that's Affliction. That's
funny.
One,
he did a movie about MMA and is in a movie called Affliction. But yeah, he's also very good in Warrior.
Really?
He was up for Best Supporting Actor. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's a real good actor. I'm delighted he's working again.
He looks like the guy who wrote Lord of the Rings right now. Do you guys know that?
No.
No.
I'll show you the picture. Hold on.
Nick Nolte does?
Yeah.
Because he's got a big bushy Santa beard?
I mean, but like beyond that, he...
George R. R. Martin you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll find the picture, guys.
Okay.
Just keep talking.
It's good radio.
Yep. Guys, I'm
we needed you on this show, Jensen.
Yeah, no, I'm a professional now.
I think you're thinking, well, if he's got the beard and everything, that in the movie, Head Full of Honey, he's got a beard.
There's no movie called that.
Let's
stop pretending.
It
like
is
there
a lovely, right. Lovely trailer.
All right, you had a dream about Nick Nolte. We get it.
I swear to God. You guys. Hey, 50 Cent. Stop talking about your family online.
Oh, yeah.
You're such... he's such a dick.
What's he saying?
Well, his son wound up posing in a photo with one of 50 Cent's rivals, Kenneth Supreme McGriff, with his son. So it's just his son in a picture with another guy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but since it was his rival and...
You're
yeah.
underselling it. That guy probably shot him.
Well, yeah. So it's a pretty big rival.
Yeah,
he is. I believe he's serving a life sentence right now.
Yeah, he's probably shot 50 Cent. Yeah, his son took a picture with someone who probably shot 50 Cent.
Okay, but do you then write, if both these little N's got hit by a bus, I wouldn't have a bad day?
No.
Talking about your son.
No, you'd never write that on social media, even if you thought it.
What is happening?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
With 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like the only time you hear about 50 Cent lately is when he's saying something horrible online and then he deletes it. Or if you watch Power, which is a really good show. I mean, either way, what is happening with 50 Cent?
Yeah,
is
that's
what
not
I'm
a
saying.
Good thing to say.
Well, let's go to our beef correspondent. What's happening with 50 Cent? Where is he in the world these days, Jensen?
I mean, he still does really well as a producer. He's more he's obviously more of an entrepreneur at this point than he is a rapper. But I stand by the fact that if I were to set up a Spotify playlist for you of just 50 Cent hits, it's a jam for like an hour. It's
great.
Bop, it's like bop after bop. And then he also once tweeted, this is almost a decade ago, but he once tweeted, I can't believe my grandmother's making me take out the garbage. I'm rich. F this. I'm going home. I don't need this S. Which is one of my favorite tweets of all time.
And
that is fantastic.
Supposedly in a museum somewhere. Some museum did all these celebrity tweets and the lamest, most incredible ones. That one made the museum.
Yeah, that's the best one.
I love it. I love it so much.
Also, I don't mean to bring it back and halt it, but this is Nick Nolte now. Up in the corner there, he looks like George R.
He really does look exactly like him.
And the hat, too.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah that little newsboy cap. Right.
Radio, have fun.
Good times, everybody.
I mean, if something is bad and stops the show, go back to it.
Yeah.
It's a good rule.
Kevin, you can tune out for this story.
Okay.
But Instagram wants to give users the power to share certain things with only certain people. Not sure if you've seen this. I don't know if everybody has the update as of now.
Close friends. But in stories,
yeah. Yes, you could either post the story to everyone or a little green circle that says close friends.
Hmm.
So if you just want to share certain stories with a select group of people, Kevin, on Instagram. Sorry. You're still not back on Instagram.
And no real progress.
All right.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Did you send any over the weekend?
I did, of course.
You're still sending the pictures with your code number and your ears?
Actually, I was on Friday. I didn't Saturday or Sunday because I just sort of was like, I give up. How important is it, for God's sakes?
Well, now it needs to happen. Like, I am thoroughly invested.
Well, I'm glad that you are because I'm tired of it, so.
Come on, Instagram. Free Kev Dog.
Okay, Free Kev Dog.
Two cheese. Free Kev Dog. It's a good hashtag. Well, I know that probably upset you, so I want to bring a story that basically, it's like Applebee's was like, how do we improve Kevin's life? So they have a drink for the whole month of December. It's only going to cost you a buck.
Okay.
What kind of drink could only cost you a buck? Well, let me tell you about this vodka-based cocktail where you can get one of two flavors. Both kind of Christmassy. Okay. One is red, a cherry Jolly Rancher drink with vodka, or the green apple vodka drink for the whole month of December, Kevin.
I don't think that's good for me.
$1. You just go in, slap down $20, and you're like, I'm going to be here
for
a
night
while.
Of it.
They let you drink more than one of those at a dollar?
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't think they have a lawyer.
No?
I'm saying, that seems bad.
I don't know. Hold on. Yeah, you can get one of these drinks just a buck.
Yeah, I was going to say, because these people are going to die.
It makes sense.
No, those people are going to die.
This is the shakiest thing ever. There's no movie with honey.
Do you think Bean left just in his room sleeping?
I certainly should. That would have been justified,
nope.
I'll tell you that.
Nope, just only Monday. Just only Monday.
It can't be Monday. It can't
just
only be Monday.
Wait, still Monday.
That is fantastic.
Only Monday.
And who says journalism is dead,
right?
Some birthdays for you. Tiffany Haddish, happy birthday. Ozzy Osbourne. Still alive, you guys. Still alive. Julianne Moore. So those are some birthdays.
Yes.
Well, you ended strong, so you got that going for you, which is nice.
How do I have fatigue? I've been here 3 months.
Thank you, Ellie, since you can't say that's what's happening. On your drive home tomorrow morning in all new Kevin and Bean Show, we've got animal stories and we've got tickets to both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas.